Good evening. Yes, this just gets later and later, but this is the Elmira NU podcast for the members and friends of Elmira Baptist Church, located about halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento. I'm Pastor Scott. Welcome to the podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Our theme this month is gratitude, and 1 Thessalonians 5:18 commands us, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." The devotional this evening is along those same lines. In Psalm 136, the whole psalm keeps repeating, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Oh, give thanks to the Lord. So often we neglect to give God thanks because we don't take time to think about the good gifts with which he has blessed us. We have in our minds what we need in the future. We do have a record of the past, but we don't think much about it, and we neglect to thank God. But our God is good. It says every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. So we need to take time to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let me give you some announcements, and what I'd like to do is lay out some of the activities here, some of the events here at Elmira Baptist Church between now and the end of the year. Maybe you know about these, maybe some of these are new to you and you want to explore them further. They are printed in the bulletin from last week and will be printed in future weeks. And of course, you can find more information about them there. We're still in the middle of our kids conference. Evangelist Tim Silcott is with us, and we have enjoyed his ministry immensely. It's not too late to join us here in just about an hour for the 7 o'clock Tuesday evening service. And then again tomorrow, Wednesday, 7 o'clock for our final kids conference service. This Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning, we will have a work day. Man, I could use probably a dozen of you outside various projects around the church. And then on the inside of the church, ladies, we'll invite you to decorate for us. Our food and fellowship is the fourth Sunday of the month. So that is a week and a half from now on the 28th of November following Thanksgiving. And so because it's following Thanksgiving, we're calling it or theming it leftovers, but you bring what you'd like for that meal. We'll have a time of food and fellowship together on that day. Also, on Sunday, November 28th, we will welcome church planter Daniel Ward and his family. They're called to minister in Southern California, and he'll tell us more about his ministry on Sunday, November 28th. I would invite you on Saturday, December 4th, to join me and my family and others, and we're going to head out about 10:30 in the morning from the church facilities here, head over to Sylvieville Tree Farm, where there are a variety of things for a family to do. You could get your tree there. There's a ride. They call it a sleigh ride. There's a boutique where you can buy Christmas decorations and plenty of things to look at. So we'll take off about 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, December 4th. Sunday, December 5th is our quarterly business meeting, and we will be voting on the budget for 2022. So if you are a member here at Elmira Baptist Church, let me encourage you to come that evening, 5 o'clock for our evening service, and stay for the quarterly business meeting. The following Saturday, on December 11th, the ladies have a Christmas craft fellowship. There is a sign-up sheet, and we need you to sign up. That begins at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And also that weekend, December 10th, 11th, and 12th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, another church, Trinity Baptist Church, located on the other side of Vacaville, will be hosting their live nativity. And that is at 6 o'clock and then a second showing at 7:30 at night, December 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Here again at Elmira Baptist Church on Sunday, December 12th, our children's choir will practice ahead of their presentation on the 19th. Everyone is invited to Elmira Baptist Church's Christmas caroling on Saturday, December 18th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll go out and do some caroling and then return to the church for a time of fellowship. And then on Sunday, December 19th, you can look forward to the children's Christmas presentation. And I'm looking forward to it again this year. On Wednesday, December 22nd, and on Wednesday, December 29th, we will not meet for a midweek service because we will be meeting for a candlelight service on Christmas Eve, December 24th, and again on New Year's Eve, December 31st. So again, those weeks in the week, we'll meet on Friday, December 24th at 7 o'clock for a candlelight service. The goal is to be here about an hour, present the gospel, invite your family, invite your friends, and then plan to go home and celebrate Christmas Eve with them. And then again on Friday, December 31st, we want to pray in the new year, and we'll begin at 8 o'clock in the evening, and if you're up to it, we'll go until midnight and finish with a time of prayer. That's Friday, December 31st, and that takes us to the end of 2021. Whew, I'm wore out just talking about it. This has been Elmira and You for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. I hope you'll join us tonight for our kids' conference, or if you can't, tonight, tomorrow, for our final service of the kids' conference, 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll also meet on Sundays at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship, and 5 p.m. for evening worship. We meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me again on Thursday for another edition of Elmira and You. And don't forget to be thankful for all of God's blessings.